Chapter 16. Rach was listening with an agonized impatience that he was trying not to show. He was sitting in an improvised cell, deep in the warrens of Billy Button, having been accompanied through alleys he no longer remembered. He, who in the old days could have threaded those same alleys unerringly and lost any pursuer. The man with him, clad in the green of the Joranumite guard, was either a missionary, a brainwasher, or a kind of theologian monkey. At any rate, he had announced his name to be Sander Nee, and he was delivering a long message in a thick Dalite accent that he had clearly learned by heart. If the people of Dal want to enjoy equality, they must show themselves worthy of it. Good rule, quiet behavior, seemly pleasures are all requirements. Aggressiveness and the bearing of knives are the accusations others make against us to justify their intolerance. We must be clean in word and... Rach broke in. I agree with you, Guardsman Nee, every word, but I must see Mr. Joranum. Slowly the guardsman shook his head. You can't, lest you got some appointment, some permission. Look, I'm the son of an important professor at Streeling University, a mathematics professor.
Don't know no professor. I thought you said you was from Dal.
Of course I am. Can't you tell the way I talk?
And you got an old man who's a professor at a big university. That don't sound likely.
Well, he's my foster father.
The guardsman absorbed that and shook his head.
You know anyone in Dal?
There's Mother Rita. She'll know me.
She had been very old when she had known him. She might be senile by now, or dead.
Never heard of her.
Who else?
He had never known anyone likely to penetrate the dim consciousness of this man facing him. His best friend had been another youngster named Smudgy, or at least that was the only name he knew him by. Even in his desperation, Rach could not see himself saying, "Do you know someone my age named Smudgy?" Finally, he said, "There's Hugo Amaryl." A dim spark seemed to light Nee's eyes.
Who?
Hugo Amaryl, said Rach eagerly. He works for my foster father at the university.
He a Dalite, too? Everyone at the university Dalites?
Just he and I. He was a heatsinker.
What's he doing at the university?
My father took him out of the heatsinks 8 years ago.
Well, I'll send someone.
Rach had to wait. Even if he escaped, where would he go in the intricate alleyways of Billy Button without being picked up instantly? 20 minutes passed before Nee returned with the corporal who had arrested Rach in the first place. Rach felt a little hope. The corporal, at least, might conceivably have some brains. The corporal said,
Who is this Dalite you know?
Hugo Amaryl, corporal, a heatsinker whom my father found here in Dal 8 years ago and took to Streeling University with him.
Why did he do that?
My father thought Hugo could do more important things than heatsink, corporal.
Like what?
Mathematics. The corporal held up his hand.
What heatsink did he work in?
Rach thought for a moment. I was only a kid then, but it was at C2, I think.
Close enough. C3.
Then you know about him, corporal?
Not personally, but the story is famous in the heatsinks, and I've worked there too. And maybe that's how you've heard of it. Have you any evidence that you really know Hugo Amaryl?
Look, let me tell you what I'd like to do. I'm going to write down my name on a piece of paper and my father's name. Then I'm going to write down one word. Get in touch, any way you want, with some official in Mr. Joronoom's group. Mr. Joronoom will be here in Dahl tomorrow. And just read him my name, my father's name, and the one word. If nothing happens, then I'll stay here till I rot, I suppose, but I don't think that'll happen. In fact, I'm sure that they will get me out of here in 3 seconds, and that you'll get a promotion for passing along the information. If you refuse to do this, when they find out I'm here, and they will, you will be in the deepest possible trouble. After all, if you know that Hugo Amaril went off with a big-shot mathematician, just tell yourself that same big-shot mathematician is my father. His name is Harry Selden. The corporal's face showed clearly that the name was not unknown to him. He said, "What's the one word you're going to write down?" "Psychohistory." The corporal frowned. "What's that?" "That doesn't matter. Just pass it along and see what happens." The corporal handed him a small sheet of paper torn out of a notebook. "All right, write it down, and we'll see what happens." Rach realized that he was trembling. He wanted very much to know what would happen. It depended entirely on who it was that the corporal would talk to, and what magic the word would carry with it.